everybody. Energy with Shay Rizzo, Rebecca Rizzo with the red hair here. And I am here actually to give you a little bit of a recap as to what's happening with me right now. Many of you who have been watching have been seeing my transition and things that are going on in my life and different things that have happened. So I wanted to kind of give you an overview. Here we sit, it's Thanksgiving. I wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And there are so many wonderful things I'm thankful for, so many hard journeys that I am grateful I was able to come out the other side. And I'm sure many of you were sitting in the same place. I walked away from my job. Actually, I was incredibly blessed because I'm sitting in a situation where I'm able to walk away from my job and step into a business that my daughter and I had started. My 27-year-old daughter and I had started in 2019, a small boutique marketing agency. Focus is geared on emotional connection. It's all about relationships. And so we teach classes and workshops. We help businesses with social media and different types of team building and just anything that you can think of to help you build your connection with your community. That's what we're about. So we're about helping you with that. So we love our community, and we believe, my daughter and I, we both believe that our reason for getting involved is because we're in charge of having the reality that we know we'll benefit from. We should try to always make the world a better place. That as long as many of us, all of us, everyone, if we can think of what we want to focus on so we can make the world a better place, the world will be a better place. Anyway, okay. So I walked away from my career and I was working at a regional chamber of commerce, and I was working there since 2015, and I just stepped away in 2021. I was there for a long time and I loved it, absolutely loved it, but I felt that it was time for me to step into the role that my daughter and I had planned on me stepping into, which was taking on an officer role in a small boutique marketing agency that is geared on teaching folks to build emotional equity and connections within their scope of focus, both personally and professionally. So we believe it's all about your emotional connection. So I did that, and I'm barely a month in, okay? A little over a month in, and this is probably the first week since I stepped away that I feel somewhat of clarity as to what I'm doing. not that I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm kind of developing a whole different scheme, I am developing a new schedule, a new ease and flow, a new streamlined process. I am developing a new just process, a new process with my new life. I'm learning about working from home, and really when it's working from home, when it's really you and you don't have to be accountable to anybody else, that could be a very interesting thing for someone who is used to having rules and deadlines and things put in place by something on the outside of. So it's interesting to sit here and understand that I have to put those things in place and putting limitations and boundaries in place so that I can make things happen. And I think that's probably the one thing that I can say today that the universe is guiding me to share with you is to create those boundaries, embrace those boundaries, practice giving boundaries. That's kind of what I've been doing. I started going to a therapist a while ago. I'm really working on gaining clarity and strength within the new me on who I'm becoming and who I want to be. And You have to practice a lot. You have to practice intention. You have to be mindful of where you're sitting and where you want to go. And some of those things that make you you that you may not want to identify with, those parts of yourself that you may not really like, and setting different boundaries within your life so that you don't allow those personalities or those pieces of you to gain control. I've learned over the last season, I'm going to say season because that's kind of where I'm at. I feel like I'm coming out of a whole different season, this metamorphosis that took place, and it started probably about 7 years ago when I took the position at the regional chamber and who I became. And I lost my dad, and then I lost my dad who raised me, and then I lost my biological dad, and everything that kind of transitioned and who I became. And here I am, I'm 48, and just so much happened between the time of when I started at my last job and where I'm sitting now. And I would not be who I am if I had not gone through that entire experience, and knowing that I have something of value and gaining more value as I was experiencing my growth within the chamber world. So a lot of things, a lot of places, a lot of transition. I realized a lot of things that I wanted, and I realized that a lot of things that I didn't want. I realized some of the things I thought was important to me really stemmed from pain and issues that happened when I was a child, and that inner child work, and recognizing that over the last 18 months, and understanding some of the boundaries that I didn't keep, some of the boundaries that I chose to ignore that have been in place, and I passed those boundaries, and then understanding how that compromised my spirit on a level, and compromised other spirits on that same level. And I learned how to set boundaries within myself, within those people around me. And it's not ever going to stop. Putting boundaries up is probably something I'm always going to have to make sure I do on some level. There are certain challenges that I have realized I face more than I would like to admit, and making sure that I realize what boundaries I've set in place and revisiting what that agreement was is going to be the best thing for my success and my own expansion, just because of all of those different pieces of myself. And it's funny, I'm going to say to you, okay, so I met with my therapist, and I got to meet with my therapist for the first time in person, which was pretty amazing. But I met with my therapist, and we were talking about, like, he was asking me about how I'm doing with my transition, and how I'm transitioning out of working for somebody else and then working for myself, and how that transition's going. And it's been a bit of a challenge because I have been I had already promised to help with some different events that had come up, and some annual events, and I had already promised. Okay, what's this? Sorry, I don't know what that is. Okay, I met with my therapist, and my therapist had said something, and I was talking about how I have a lot of guilt and shame because I like attention and recognition. And that all of the people that I have always been around have always made me feel bad about that quality within myself. So I have always tried to pretend like those things don't matter to me, when inside they do so much that I don't want them to. And then I get mad at myself because I don't want them to matter as much as they matter. But they really do matter that much. So it's this weird fight that I deal with in my head. And I was telling my therapist about that. And my therapist had said that I should probably just let it go. And and not just understand that there are certain parts of ourselves that we just need to understand that is who it is, where I might have picked up those beliefs from, what filter I'm looking at that. Like he basically said to me that it could be my mom, or it could be my dad, it could be my brother, it could be a teacher, it could be somebody that was influential to me and something that they felt that I stuck, that was not really me, because I don't really believe putting boundaries in place, and understanding, like when I talk to my therapist, and I go to therapy, I want to make sure that I give substance and I'm not like a whiner. There are parts of me that I don't like. There's parts of me that I have a real hard time with, which is, I was brought up by a mom who, kind of made me feel like, ooh. Okay, so you're probably wondering why I look a little bit different, right? Okay, so I was coming back from Thanksgiving trip, and I was in the car, and I was editing my video, and I realized I had switched off the sound halfway through my recording, and so I needed to make sure that I followed it up. So that's why you see me here in a completely different outfit. My makeup is not done the same. My nothing is the same. So you're not crazy, you're not seeing something but a different that doesn't exist, or you missed something. That was technical difficulty. Anyway, okay, so I spent too many seconds talking about that. So what I wanted to talk to you guys about again was I wanted to wrap up about boundaries. That's really what I've learned in my transition as of October 15th when I left my 7-year career. I learned how, as I've been defining myself as I've been transitioning out, I have been learning that one of the most important things is boundaries. And I wanted to share a story about how I grew up. My mother was very much raised in the 50s, and her mom obviously before that. And so there was a lot of residue that my mom carried with her that was my grandmother's. Different beliefs and different reactions and different things that just kind of culture that we adopted was not really ours. It's not the way that we believe. It's really has to do more with the way that our ancestors believe. And so when you are taught to feel a certain way because that's how your mom, that's how she reacted, and that was how her mom reacted, then you just kind of, it just becomes a part of it, innate, a part of inside of who you are, just that's who it is. And so the one thing that I have learned is that a lot of those boundaries and those perceptions that I have found myself seeing and recognizing are not mine. They are things I had taken on, perceptions and beliefs that I have taken on because I thought they were mine, but they were just, it was just conditioned. It was just a way that I had been taught to see things and to recognize different things and different processes, different situations. And so during this last transition out, and I would say from the last 7 years, as I said earlier, but also really mostly because of this whole COVID transition, it made me really start to realize what was mine and what wasn't mine. What boundaries did I need to put together for my own well-being versus boundaries that are already part of what is expected because of culture. So there were a little bit of changes that I had to really recognize and understand that they weren't my boundaries. They weren't what I wanted. It was what everyone had been conditioned to show me was just the normal process, but it wasn't. And so there's different things that during this whole time frame, people learning, oh, you're going out on your own. So they immediately start thinking about the things that they want to share with you to do so that they are benefiting. And putting those boundaries up to make sure that you're flattered that they're actually asking and thinking about getting you involved in what they are so passionate about, but being mindful of understanding you don't want to continue to say yes. I made that mistake. I really did make that mistake where I was so fixated on wanting to connect to everybody that And I know that was somebody else's filter. The whole people pleaser, I think this was my grandmother's filter, was wanting to say yes and be that people pleaser. And so as I was conditioning, or I was transitioning out of my full-time career and into my full-time, my own entrepreneur experience, I wanted to have as many people involved as I can and or I could. And I quickly found that that was not serving me, not even a little bit. It wasn't serving me by saying yes. It wasn't serving them by me saying yes, because then there were so many things that I was now feeling responsible for, when the only thing that I have to be responsible for right now is creating my own boundaries so that I can create my own streamlined process, so that I can work as a consultant and help different businesses build their brand and not muck up my brand, right? And building what I'm doing with what you're learning, right? What everybody else around me is. It's interesting because that filter, that people pleaser that resonates from back my ancestors really started cultivating a lot during this transition. And so realizing the filter that I was dealing with and then understanding what type of boundaries need to be created was really the biggest thing that I've learned. So I am incredibly grateful to be going through that. I can hear my boys out in the hallway. They're a little rambunctious. We've been in the car for a while. But I really do want to thank all of you that have been following my journey, my entrepreneur journey, and I'm sharing with you just the little different things that I am discovering to keep my vibes high during this chaotic time frame. Really always continuing to meditate, spending time with family, and creating boundaries. Make sure you create boundaries. They will serve you in the long run. Love, light, many blessings. Please subscribe if you like this. You can also find me on all of my other socials. I'll keep them below if you wanted to read the description. Thanks so much. Again, love, light, many blessings, and find your happy and stay there. Bye.